Your views, your news, your Limerick Today. With Gillian Devlin, in for Joe Nash on Live 95.
Now, we're all very familiar with the headlines about housing and about renting, but what is the personal situation like? We're going to hear a personal story this morning and then get some views from our experts as well. We are joined by our own Caleb Brennan in studio. Good morning, Caleb.
Good morning.
And we have Sean Golden, Chief Economist at Limerick Chamber. Good morning, Sean.
Morning.
And Graham Martin of Threshold is on the line. Good morning to you, Graham.
Good morning.
So, Caleb, we hear the statistics from time to time. They make the headlines and the news bulletins and on the papers about renting and how difficult it is. It's rare we hear a personal story of it, but you have been lucky enough to secure some work in Dublin, so you have to go to the capital to work, and congratulations on that, but it means you have to live up there as well. You've been looking for somewhere to live. Tell us your story.
So, yeah, as you said, I just got an employment up in Dublin. So, like many people in my situation, I've just graduated from university, got a Dublin job. So now I'm on the prospect of moving up to the capital to use my degree and get stuck into my career. But as I've found over the last 2 weeks of searching, it's a really, really impenetrable market. And there's lots of barriers there, from like scrolling listing sites, daft. I have probably over 50, 60, 70 like applications sent out, to following the rat race when it comes to like public viewings. And it's a very difficult situation altogether.
So how have you been going about it? Like what has been the actual reality of it?
So I've been applying for places, whether it be through like Daft, the rent.ie, as well as like a few of the Facebook groups. And it's kind of the normal situation in which you apply, you look at photos, they'll send you the prices, what have you. But then you go up to the viewings. And the viewings are probably where you really, really see how the market is. So on Tuesday, I went up for 4 viewings. 3 of them were public. And
so just to be clear, so people understand, you worked a full day here, first of
yes.
all, on Tuesday. So you're working from 8 to 4.
Yes.
Then you get the train to, was it the train or the bus to Dublin?
Train to Dublin, yeah. Yep. And I got off the train at Houston and then instantly went to St. Harold's Cross for my first viewing, which was a public viewing. And when I arrived there, there was 11 people waiting. And we went in, we viewed a single room, €700 per month. 11 of us were in the house, tiny, cramped in, everyone really competitive, everyone trying to, I suppose, woo and...
What was in the room? Was it like, did you have fitted wardrobes? Did you have a desk? Was there a double bed, for example? Or?
It was just a single bed and a small wardrobe. It was really nothing to call home for. It was a pretty bog standard room. Like, would you, if you had the luxury of options and money, would you pick it? Probably not. But if you're in a tough situation, you would. And people were.
So you were competing with all the people that, how many were there in the house at the time?
About 11, yeah.
And then when you left?
When I left, there was 19 people waiting outside.
Okay. And how do they choose who gets to take that room?
So in that situation, there are different situations for a few of them, but in that situation, we were told to contact, the moment we left the house, contact the landlord we were speaking to, send a personal description of how we looked, so what we were wearing, through WhatsApp, so she could see our picture, so if she remembers us, she'll know who it is. And when we could take the room available, because they're looking for someone to move in immediately. And that was one of the big selling points, is that if you can move in basically almost like in the next hour, it felt like they would probably have a higher opportunity of securing the room.
And were you interviewed in any way? Did they ask you any other questions? I presume with 11 people there, there probably wasn't the time.
No, not really. It was more of like we were sat around the house and we were talked to. They were like, this is the situation with bills, this is the situation with rent. Kind of the normal stuff. And then they were like, let's see the room. And that was kind of it.
And is that typical?
That's what I found with a few of them. Yeah. There's different ways they did it. Like, I suppose one of them, I went in Tala. There was a little bit of a chit chat with the landlord, but they were more like trying to figure out like what was your job? Would you be able to pay for this? Are you on HAP? This kind of thing. There was different kind of questions like that, which made it felt more like an interrogation than an actual chit chat. Because, you know, when you're moving in with someone or moving into a place, you also kind of want to gain what the landlord's like as well.
And some of them place strict restrictions on what you can and can't do if you're renting a room there.
Yeah, like so for some of the listings I found online, there was like you can only be here from Monday to Friday, which is not too uncommon. But like if you're a working professional, that's not realistic. Some also were encouraging people not to be in the house during the day or not to be too present. If it's particularly for some of them I saw were owner occupied, that was the case. But they're kind of like, we want a lodging in our house, but perhaps we don't want the reality of sharing our flat.
Oh my goodness. Well, Graham, that probably sounds very familiar to you.
Unfortunately so, yeah. The people we provide a service to, it's all too familiar. And certainly from what Caleb has described, it's a desperate situation. And certainly looking at the room-to-rent market, it is a landlord's market. It unfortunately is. And you see incredible demand and little supply, which means that landlords can pick and choose who they wish to rent to. And, of course, in certain situations, and Caleb have alluded to it, that they're not tenancies, they're licensees that are being offered sometimes in a person's home. So it could be a landlord or a tenant who is renting a room. And licensees don't have the same legal rights as a tenant. So when Caleb was saying that landlords might not want you there all of the time, and certainly when they say Monday to Friday in a licensee situation, that would be something that they don't have any security of tenure over.
So very
and unfortunately
few rights.
Because of... Oh, sorry, go on.
Yeah, just asking, so you have very few rights if you're renting in those circumstances.
As a licensee, yes, and certainly Threshold has campaigned and still campaign for the rights of licensees to be improved and certainly to be a discussion to be had with government about increasing the rights of licensees.
Sean, this is the capital Caleb's talking about, but presumably there are, you know, a lot of young people in Limerick who are hoping maybe to get jobs in Dublin, and they're doing, I mean, I can't believe what Caleb's doing here. He's working a full day and going up several times a week after his full day up to Dublin on the train, back in the bus, getting home at 2 a.m. or whatever, and then coming into work the next day. But that's the reality if you want to find somewhere to live, Sean.
Absolutely. You know, it's pretty much what I went through myself when I graduated college, you know, way back when. I'm not going to say when, but it's exactly the same. It hasn't really changed at all. It just seems to have gotten worse. And in a time where you think we should be rewarding young people that go to college, make the investment in themselves, come out, they want to stay in Ireland, they want to contribute to Irish society, you'll eventually pay lots of taxes at some stage, probably as soon as you start working. And this is how their first experience out of college is when looking for an apartment. And it's pretty much the same everywhere. It's on different scales, of course. But I mean, what's happening in Dublin is happening in Galway, Limerick, Cork, the exact same way. And it's really difficult for people to find places as well. Like if you look at us here in the Midwest, so Limerick, Clare, Tip, last month we only had about 87 places to rent across the whole three counties.
Yeah, I suppose I have an idea in my head that if Caleb was looking for somewhere in Limerick, it might be a bit easier from the point of view of the fact that you know lots of similar graduates, you know people, and that you know of situations that so-and-so is moving on to Galway or is going to over to London or whatever, and a bed is becoming available. But you don't have those contacts in Dublin. Am I wrong about that perception, though? Is it easier around in Limerick?
I would imagine it is a bit easier if you know someone and they might have a spare bed in a house or something like that. But what we're seeing is, in reality, not really. Supply is low here. You know, on average in Limerick City, we'll have about 19, 20 places to rent a month. So it's really bad. So feedback that we're getting from our members, which is kind of reflective of the whole situation, is that it's very hard to find places for their employees to live. So while it's not at the Dublin scale of an issue, it's still quite an issue for us down here, and cost as well is in line with it, you know. So, you know, not as bad as Dublin, but certainly not great. You know, it's still quite difficult.
Graham, I can only imagine that searching for a place under the circumstances of, you know, you have to start a job and maybe you have a couch for the first 2 weeks or something like that, but nobody can live like that for a long time. It must be extremely stressful for people who are looking for somewhere to live.
Absolutely, absolutely, and certainly it can affect people's mental well-being. And then the research that we've done, and we have publications on our website, we find that the people who have responded to our survey, Generation Rent, echo that sentiment, that they're filled with anxiety, they're filled with stress in trying to find accommodation, sometimes under the added pressure of having a notice of termination where they're living currently. So I think in the research that we did, 72% of those surveyed said it was extremely difficult to find accommodation. And then I think one respondent said there should be a section to say it was impossible at times to find accommodation. And one and another person, a person about the same age as Caleb, on full-time employment looking for accommodation in Dublin, said it took them 4 or 5 months to find an apartment. And that just makes it very, very difficult in the jobs market, and to find a job, but also to commit to it.
Sean, Caleb mentioned 700 euro for what sounds like a very basic, really, it's a child's bedroom he was being offered. What are you looking at here in Limerick? I mean, I saw something on daft.ie for, it looked like a cupboard they were renting for 1400. I mean, what prices are we looking at in Limerick, and are the conditions as bad?
It kind of depends. I think when you look at conditions, you know, we're in the era of sustainability now where, you know, government are saying we have to get our act together in terms of various emissions and living sustainably and the rest of it. About 65% of rentals in Limerick are at a B or of C or lower. You know, if you take exempt into account, it's up around the 70%. So the actual quality of the accommodation isn't great. When we head into harsh winters, it becomes more expensive, the heat and everything that comes along with that. So it's not great. In some instances, the quality can be much better. You might get an A or B, but for the most part, it's pretty low. It's going to be cold and hard to heat. In terms of price, I think there's two ways to look at it. You have the rent a room, which is where you go in with a load of other young professionals, and then you rent a place to yourself. So renting a place to yourself in Limerick City might cost you about 1900 a month now, or, you know, if you take the median, it's about 2000. The whole county in itself is about 1700. So renting a place to yourself, you know, coming straight out of college, starting your first job, is going to be almost impossible at those levels. Renting a room then is slightly cheaper, but then you get into the supply issue. So you might be able to afford that. It might be more affordable, but it's actually finding a place that's going to be the key issue to do that. Because they're like gold dust, so people hold on to them.
And then you have all of those problems which Graham mentioned in terms of not having the same rights that a tenant would have. So, Caleb, what's the plan? When's the next viewing?
So the next viewing is during the weekend, so Saturday. And I suppose it's very stressful. It's very anxiety. When Graham was talking about the kind of feelings you do get, it is, and it does overwhelm you a little bit, because like I said, like you were mentioning, I am coming up after work, but even when I'm not going up to Dublin, when I go home from work now today, I will be on Daft again and I will be applying for new places and trying to arrange up. So it kind of overwhelms you a little bit, because it should be exciting time in the reality of it, new job, new lifestyle, exciting opportunity in the capital, but unfortunately it's being hampered by the reality of the situation.
Okay, well, thank you very much for sharing your story on the programme this morning. Before we go, Sean, the closure of McDonald's in the city centre, you're quoted in the Limerick Post about it. What are your own thoughts?
I'm all over the place at the moment, it seems, you know. But yeah, look, it's another blow for the city centre. It's not good. I think you'll have the vacancy there now in the corner of Cruise Street, looking right across at a vacant unit in Debenhams. I think there is an element to look, a lot of these buildings are privately owned. We need to engage with them and see how we actually get them back up to use. But I mean, you know, in Limerick City, I think it's about 19% commercial vacancy. I think Limerick as a whole has the highest commercial vacancy in Munster. So I think there's a lot of inroads being made into bringing residential vacancy back into use. But I don't think the same programs are there in place to get commercial back into use. It's much harder. It's a much more niche issue, but I think it's something we've to start seriously looking at now. Because if you bring it into context with Project Ireland and getting people into city centres, I mean, you know, if half of it is vacant.
But Sean, I'm just wondering, based on your quote in the Limerick Post and the fact that we have a very special guest on the programme later this morning, you comment about businesses closing being connected to antisocial behaviour and crime.
I wouldn't say it's connected to the closure. I think what I was asked about was our wider member issues, and that's what I was referencing there. But it is correct. It's something that we've been really strong on over the last year, is increasing Garda presence in Limerick, on the beat, visible policing. And we actually point that more towards the Department of Justice, the budget process, in terms of releasing more funding in the upcoming budget. So we met our budget submission back at the start of June. I think we were the first out with ours, and there was a massive portion on it in terms of increasing Garda resources and increasing funding to actually get those on the street police that we actually need.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Sean Golden, economist with Limerick Chamber. Also to Graham Martin, Western Services Deputy Manager at Threshold, and our own Caleb Brennan.
Your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Gillian Devlin in for Joe Nash on